territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Tilitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
All right, good morning, everyone. My name is Jeff, and I hope everyone is having a great start of the day. It is sprinkling a little bit outside, but it's not raining that much to the point where we're going to have to get ourselves completely wet. But yeah, I hope everyone's classes are going pretty good. We only have, I believe, 3 weeks until this semester ends. So good luck to everyone. We are almost there. I'm pretty sure finals are coming up, and I'm sure that the midterms have just around finished or is about to finish. And I hope everyone is taking little breaks in between and not getting to the point where you're burning out or, you know, you're just overworking yourself. You know, you've got to take some breaks, enjoy some free time. Speaking of free time, most of my free time consisted of watching my current favorite show called Suits. It's on Netflix, so I really recommend this show to anyone who has Netflix because it is a very good show. But sadly, that show has ended for me. I just recently finished it. I got pretty sad, but you know, it is what it is. I thought that this feeling would never come again after Money Heist, which is also a phenomenal show that I would recommend anyone. But after that show ended, I was really, really sad. But guess what I'm doing now? I'm basically rewatching the whole thing all over again. Because 9 seasons is not going to come into my head by just watching it once. So I'm rewatching it. I'm probably going to be writing down some of my favorite quotes once again, or some lines in the show, or I'm probably going to take out some of the characteristics of the dialogue that has been spoken from each character and see what the differences are and how those differences really speak out to what kind of character that person is playing. But before we do that, I do want to put on one song today. It's called Sleeping at Night by Caught a Ghost. All right, hold on a second. Yes, this song is from the show Suits, and most of the songs that I hear are from either shows or movies because I'm terrible with finding really good songs, and I really admire people that take the time of their day to make playlists of their own. And I'm like, how do you do that? Because I don't even know where to start or what kind of music I pull out first, or it's just so weird. So I love people who make these playlists, and they're all very, very good. I mean, I've heard a couple songs in one of my friends' playlists, and I'm like, I didn't even know this song existed, but it does, which means I'm just not very good at searching for very good, fantastic music. But anyways, yeah, the songs that I usually hear are from movies or shows, and this song in particular is from Suits. So as we listen to this, I hope you guys are having a chill time and kind of take this 3.5 minutes to relax while listening to this song. So enjoy.
It's like you're waiting for something to spring from the back of your mind. When you speak, it's like you're searching for nothing. Nothing comes quicker than nothing you'll find. You're the
as long as you're sleeping at night. Just as long as you're sleeping at
That was Sleeping at Night by Caught a Ghost. Once again, this is a song from my current favorite show called Suits. For those of you who have just joined in, my name is Jeff, and welcome to Lean In with Jeff. I'm your host, and this podcast has evolved quite a bit in terms of what kind of content that is going to be released through this podcast. Now, a recap, I will be discussing about movies, a little bit about poetry, play scripts or movie scripts, and then I'll be branching out into some ideas that come up while watching these movies or plays or mediums. Well, technically, what I mean by medium is the way that this kind of entertainment or these kind of creative projects are being presented through certain mediums. So like plays, for example, I personally don't read as much as I watch. I like to watch things and really see the person's facial expressions and their tone of voice. I want to hear it. I want to experience that creative project physically. And I feel like I can really dig deep down into what I'm actually feeling when I hear a certain script or when I see a certain expression from a character. And I start to develop, stronger feelings of either sympathy or anger or excitement. Or surprise, or these different sorts of emotions. But I also feel like reading really helps with imagining stuff. So I have to read a middle-age novel for my creative writing assignment, and I have to make a mock Instagram account about the main character, which means I really need to know what kind of character this person is in the novel. And while I'm reading this, I'm actually having a little trouble finding the subtext of this character, both verbally and emotionally, because this person is kind of confused about what they want or who they are. So I can't really label this person as, okay, this person is this and she wants this and she values this. I can only say what this person doesn't really want and what she fears, and what kind of persona she's presenting to people around her. So it's a very difficult thing, but I do find it really fascinating personally. When I read this story, I can literally imagine the scene, which is so cool. And the thing that's weird is when I am imagining these scenes, for example, a clothing store or a school or a restaurant, these things that are popping up in my head are mostly places that I've been to. And I'm imagining myself, I'm replacing myself with the main character and trying to live in the moment of this character. And this is all going on in my head. And at the moment, I don't realize, but when I get back to, okay, I was thinking this and this, I start to think, wow, this is exactly what my life is like, but it's in a different context. And I feel like that's one of the pros to reading. Now I kind of have an answer when people say, why do you like reading? Or like, why do you read? And I don't really read that much, but when I did, it's really cool to see how your mind just unconsciously starts to build up this imaginary world. And I think that also lies into creativity and I guess your own form of poetry. And I think it's a really helpful skill, because what I found was when I'm reading either like poetry or books or dragging my eyes through, you know, words, the ideas that come up in my head are not always relevant to the context of the book. They can be ideas that just come out of nowhere. For example, if I were to read about a girl in a restaurant and she's having the best time of her life eating a double cheeseburger, the idea that might come up in my head is, what if there was a guy that had a superpower of making the best double cheeseburger in the world, but then later found out that superpower was trickled down from generation to generation? It's in the family tree, and he just didn't know about it. And then when he did find out, that power is in danger, and a lot of people try to take advantage. You know, this sounds like a, you know, pretty regular superhero plot, but these ideas that come up, usually, you know, they're through reading for some reason, for me at least. When I'm watching movies or play scripts, or plays or something I'm just visually seeing, I'm usually just focusing on what I see, and I don't really take the time to think about what I don't see. And I'm wondering if that happens to a lot of people as well. And I think that's pretty cool of how, when I'm reading, maybe it's because when I'm reading in my pace, which means I'm giving myself time to think about the text and then run it through my head and imagine the scene and then use like that split second to kind of think outside and create some sort of idea. But yeah, these are some things that I have been thinking about and what I've been noticing about reading and watching. Now, I guess for a general question for my audience, there are two movies that I am quite excited to watch, but I have yet to. One is not out yet on Netflix, but it will be soon. It's called Murder Mystery 2, and the two main characters are Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. And I did watch Murder Mystery 1, and it was a good movie. And so for my audience, is anybody excited to watch this second movie? Because if you are, I would love to hear your opinions. And if you'd like to come on air right now, please call the number 604-822-2487. One more time, 604-822-2487. If you call this number, I will pick up right away and you will be on my live show broadcasted on live radio at CITR 101.9 FM. And then the second movie that I would also love to watch is called Scream, that recently came out with Jenna Ortega. I don't quite remember the other actor and actresses that stars in this movie. But, you know, for some reason, I never watch horror movies because I don't like them. But for some reason, lately, I kind of enjoy watching horror movies. And idea of horror movies being super cliche and so predictable is kind of changing for me. And I think that's why I'm having more fun in watching this horror genre. I think, yeah, both are related to murder. So I don't know. So anyone who is interested in these movies and wants to talk about it, feel free to call 604-822-2487. All right. I guess a quick announcement. For all the CITR members and non-members, the AGM, the annual meeting that we're going to be having, I forgot what the G stands for. Hold on a sec. Let's see. The annual general meeting and volunteer appreciation night is happening next Monday on March 27th at 6 to 10 p.m. CITR members are all welcome to join. People who are not CITR members, you can literally sign up right now as a member and you can be eligible to come to this meeting. I think you can also sign up on the spot. So, you know, if you don't have time, you know, in a couple days, then I guess you could do it at the day of. But this is our annual meeting. We are going to be doing a lot of stuff. We're going to do, there's going to be a free dinner, you know, free food. You can never go wrong with free food. And then budget reviews, we will be electing a new student exec president and VP. So please come down, and this will be a very fun thing. You know, this year there are a couple people that are running for president and vice president. So whoever wants to come and enjoy what, you know, this election is going to be like, come on down. And it's going to be a fun election. I'm also running for president this year. So if you guys know who I am and you think I am president material, feel free to nominate or vote for me. And then we will be doing board representative election, which we will be electing a couple more people. I think the staff and volunteer elective or representative of the board, I believe. I'm not quite sure. Then we will call for prizes, department updates, and memories to be made. It's going to be really fun. We're going to be having karaoke as well, I think, at the station. So if you guys just want to sing and just enjoy, you know, just laying loose a little bit and just having some fun and meet some people and talk, have some free food, feel free to come on down. I believe the meeting is at the atrium. However, the karaoke is happening at the station. For more information, you can always contact us or CITR at our Discord, or you can just come down to the station whenever you'd like. And, you know, one of us will always be here and we'll be happy to help with everything. Yeah, again, the AGM is happening where we will be doing a bunch of things, including elections happening. There will be free food, karaoke. It's going to be amazing. Please come down. It's truly a fun experience, and anyone is welcomed as long as you're a member. So be sure to be a member. Okay, before I get back to talking about some, some factors that play into watching movies and reading and these ideas that are also in my head all the time, I'm going to be playing some PSAs and some ads and some show promos, and then we will get back to talking about these necessary topics in our world. So, stay tuned and enjoy.
Are you looking for a mind-melting, jumping show to go to? Show Me the Body is a noise music, sludge metal, genre-bending band that puts on exhilarating shows, and they're coming to Vancouver's Rickshaw Theater on March 8th. For more information and to get tickets, go to rickshawtheater.com. Portland, Oregon-based Sub Pop recording artists Quasi are set to perform in Vancouver on Thursday, March 2nd at Fox Cabaret with special guests Number 2. Tickets available now at f7entertainment.com.
This is a message from R. Scientia, a research cluster here at UBC. R. Scientia is a partnership between the Stuart Blusson Quantum Matter Institute, the Department of Physics and Astronomy, and the Morris and Helen Belkin Art Gallery. R. Scientia brings together artists and scientists to foster new methods of knowledge exchange that cross the boundaries of art, science, and pedagogy. This spring, R. Scientia is hosting Artist Talks with our current cohort of artists in residence. These talks, hosted at the Blusson QMI, will feature three artists who are currently working closely with the QMI, Physics and Astronomy, and Belkin to create sculptural, graphic, and written works. You can stop by to catch our first talk, which will be happening Tuesday, February 21st at 2 p.m. in room 311 at the Quantum Matter Institute. It'll be hosted by J.G. Mayer, who is a Vancouver-based multidisciplinary artist and media designer, who specializes in mixed media, web, and audio. Mayer has been working in the areas of both traditional and digital contemporary art, and is a sound designer for various game studios, who develop titles for publishers such as Apple, Electronic Arts, Microsoft, and Netflix. As part of his talk, Mayer will present one of his major works called Chroma Chamber, a web-based new media art installation that investigates human expectations of vision and machine algorithms by programmatically collating real-time Google image results to surround the viewer with distilled color of the words they speak. You won't want to miss out on this experience at the intersection of both art and science. And stay tuned for our next two talks, which will be happening on March and April.
Known pimp, narcotics king, big time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future. Those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Floating Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right. Those were the ads and PSAs. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to them, which is also one of the best parts of CITR. Is you can make your own ad, PSA, show promo. If you have a show, you can do a lot of stuff at CITR, and we are here to help you reach whatever goals you have and whatever interests you have, because we can do a lot. We offer a lot of things. But yeah, moving on, I guess the two ideas that I want to be discussing today is expectations and the extent of how much you should consider the audience. And then after discussing these two topics, I would like to jump into the fun fact segment. And then I'm probably going to have to end the show a bit early today. I do have a class after this. And before that, I do have to prepare for my class. And what this class is I'm taking Theater 130, Introduction to Stage Acting. And today is Performance Day, which means I am performing with my scene partner the scene that we have been preparing for all week. And I am going to be honest, I am not ready for this one, just because I have been getting my lines incorrect a couple times, and I do really need to use the extra hour to polish up my lines and emotions. And I will be fully prepared after that hour to perform. And, you know, I am reading from a script, and I do not want to get off script or improvise whatsoever, because, you know, we are given the script for a reason, and I want to stay on track. Expectations. Moving on to expectations. What I mean by expectations is when we're watching a movie or reading a book, we have these set out expectations of what the storyline or plot or twist or surprise is going to be about. And I wonder, do these expectations have to be existent for us to really step up our how should we say this? To step up our viewpoint of how much we think that certain movie or a script is good. Because I feel like expectations can ruin your experience for watching movies or reading. But I also feel like these expectations are kind of needed to kind of give you a set out foundation to where to start and what to think. And through that, you kind of walk along the movie expecting certain things, but as they are being broken or going along, you kind of get these emotions, these certain emotions of like, oh, I didn't even know that was going to happen. And then you start to develop this this feeling of you start to go to this place and think about stuff that you probably would have never gone to if you didn't expect a certain thing to happen. And that shifting point that you experienced through that movie hits harder because of that expectation. So I feel like expectations are not always a bad thing to have. And I guess putting out the trailer of a movie or a play or a book, or like, you know, how the back covers of the book have that simple explanation of what the book is about, I feel like it's good. And honestly, I always read that, or you know, kind of watch, I guess, like a trailer. But for some reason, I never watch trailers of movies or anything like that, just because, I think I've mentioned this before, I don't want my head to have those certain scenes in advance while before watching the full movie. I want to experience every scene like it's the first time I'm seeing it. I don't want to be like, oh, I remember that scene from that trailer or from the trailer. Oh, that's what it meant. No. I don't want any of that. I want to experience everything for the first time, see everything for the first time, so I can get like a first time experience, if you know what I mean. But I do like to read the descriptions because I can only picture myself or picture the scene that I'm reading, which is not going to do any harm because, again, that's setting expectations for the movie or the show or book. And then my second thing is, how much should we consider the audience? And I think I also mentioned this in one of my episodes again, but the reason why I want to mention it again, because it's just so hard, you know? Because how I'm feeling this is, when I'm writing stories, or if I'm coming up with a comedic material, when I genuinely think that this is some funny stuff and some funny bits and pieces lying around, and then I start to polish it and I start to come up with ideas that you can add on to my idea, and then finally I tell this idea to either my friends or family, and then they're like, huh? Like, what does that mean? And that just kind of makes me like, oh, no. So I start to question, is my material bad, or am I going to the wrong audience, or is this not generally, like, accepted? Like, how am I supposed to modify my writing? Like, where do I start, you know? And I'm sure that some of you have this same type of problem where you think about this idea and you genuinely think that it is good, and you're surprised that you even came up with that stuff. You know, when those times where you start to, here's an analogy. This happens to me all the time. Do you guys ever sing when you're alone in your house or when you're showering, and then you realize that the made up lyrics that you're saying is actually really good lyrics? It rhymes really well. The meaning is good. The words are in the right place. You know, when those times where you're like, wow, how did I even come up with this stuff? And you're like, I should really write this down. And in those times, when you do write those things down and you share it, and then someone's like, huh? You'll be like, oh, wait, what? You start to rethink, like, wait, maybe that stuff wasn't as good as I thought it was. And you start to re-question what you were doing. But yeah, in those times, I'm just still struggling to be original, but also kind of, I really need to consider the audience a little more, just to kind of share the same emotions, but not kind of like throw them off. I think that's one of the tough things about doing something creative and, you know, writing stuff, is that sometimes you think something's really good, and although you shouldn't rely too much upon the audience or even at all, and just be like, hey, I'm going to do me. But I think the whole point of creating stuff and writing songs and writing poems and writing stories and, you know, creating these ideas in your mind, I think one main thing that you kind of want to do is you want to share it with people. And you want to share it with people. For me, for example, I want to share it because I want to share the same emotions and the same feelings and this, like, you know, this thing that goes inside. I want to share this experience with other people so then they could feel that, you know, same thing. And I have this, like, this happiness in me that starts to go, you know, around my body when I share this and someone actually feels the same thing. Because I think that's just such a beautiful thing that you can do. And I think that's the reason why we talk with people and we hang out with friends and we meet new people and we, you know, have these countless amount of interactions, you know, with them. And I think to some degree, if you kind of want to have people understand what you're happy about or what you're excited about, what you're not excited about, there needs to be some consideration of the audience, and then you kind of need to modify what you're trying to say. But the important thing is you can't change the meaning, like the core meaning of it. I guess that's what I mean. I guess one thing, I mean, it's easier said than done, but I mean, I have been writing a lot lately, and I guess one example is if you were to write a one-liner joke, instead of changing the setup of the one-liner, I think I might change the punchline of it, or either the punchline and the set. I don't think you should really change like the whole thing. I think if you change, I mean, you could. But I feel like if you just were to like do everything all over again, you'd probably miss some of the stuff that you think is really funny, and that can really have you change what you really liked and trying to fit into what other people do. It's really confusing, you know. I'm saying all these stuff from like experience and from what I've been feeling lately. And today's episode is a pretty broad episode where there's not really a specific film or poetry or show that I'm talking about. It's more about the ideas that I get from these, and I feel like these episodes are needed because reflection is a core, most like really critical thing, I think, when I start to like watch and read these stuff, because it gets you to kind of think back on what you originally thought, and then you start to, you know, change your thoughts about your original thoughts, and that thought becomes your original thought now. And, you know, I don't know. It's just, I think you guys know what I mean. You know, reflection is a critical thing. I don't want to watch like 200 movies and not think about one of them. I kind of want to watch like 5 movies and then think about all of them and see what kind of things made me happy and what kind of things that made me question. And then, you know, maybe watch the movie again and reflect again. I don't know. I think that's just really fun. All right. We are going to be doing a fun fact segment. And then we will end the episode for today. Okay, the first fun fact for today is, all right, lobsters are not biologically immortal, but they do produce an enzyme that repairs their cells and helps their DNA to replicate indefinitely. That's where the myth comes from. Oh. Pineapples take 2 years to grow. Well, we all know now that if we're going to grow something in our yard, maybe pineapple is not something that you should do if you want to see some results, because it takes 2 years for you to even see the pineapple. And who knows if it's going to be ripe enough to eat. All right, the longest... Oh, I think I did this one time. All right. Niagara Falls never freezes. I wonder if it did. That'd be pretty cool, honestly. I wish there was like a slide, like an ice slide as tall as the Niagara Falls. And the arc of it is like close to 90 degrees, just enough that it's not detrimental when you're going down and then you start to hit that curve point. Because I love those roller coasters and I love it. The national flag with the most colors in it is Belize, which is 1981 with 12 different colors. Huh. I hope I pronounced that correct. I've never heard of this flag name. All right. The largest contiguous land empire. Oh, I don't even know what this means. Okay, sorry. We will go for another one. Okay, this one is, I guess, a little interesting. 9,310 tweets are sent out every second. Not even every, like, hour. It's every second. 92% of the world's currency is digital. Wow. I'm pretty sure that that's going to become, like, 98% after. Avengers Endgame is the top grossing film of all time, making over $2.7 billion. Wow. I watched the Endgame and I found it really, really fun. There are 5 billion internet users in the world. Huh. That is a lot. Oh, let's see this. Okay. We can actually produce enough food to feed everyone on the planet. The problem is distribution. Wow. I mean, I feel like we do have a lot of food and we do waste a lot of food as well. And I think that's not a good thing to do. All right. Let's see if I can find some other ones. All right, I think we all know this one. This one's a pretty easy fun fact. China is the world's most populous country with around 1.4 billion people living there. That one's a pretty interesting one. All right, let's see if we can get some weird ones. The Sahara Desert can reach up to 136 degrees. Its average temperature is actually about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's pretty much always hot. I don't doubt that. Sahara Desert is probably super hot. Woo. Australia is wider than the moon. 600 kilometers wider to be exact. That, dang, wow, that's pretty wide. Oh, I think I've also said this too, but this is a really interesting one. The heart of a shrimp is located in its head. Yeah, so if you make a shrimp blush, you should feel the head because that's where the heart's pumping. That's basically it. It takes a sloth 2 to 4 weeks to digest food. They actually have the slowest metabolic system of any mammal. Wow, I feel like they're also physically very slow too. So I don't doubt that their digestive system is any faster than the way they move. They don't really do. I think they sleep a little over 20 hours a day, and then they just, you know, eat for the couple hours that they have up. All right. Whoa, this one's kind of scary. Crows can recognize human faces and remember them for their entire lives. They've also been known to leave gifts for humans. What? That's weird. I thought the pigeons or those guys were the smart ones that can actually remember faces. Apparently it's a crow. What? A little gross, but also kind of funny. Lobsters pee out of their faces. Even more interesting, they do this as a way to attract mates. When you start to look into animals and the way that they attract, like, you know, females or males, it's so bizarre what kind of methods they use. It's so weird. I don't even know how these scientists even like got this information. All right. Oh, this one's funny. Freddie Mercury has a pretty memorable smile, but did you know it's because he has 4 extra teeth in his upper jaw? Yep. That's why Rami Malek had to wear prosthetic teeth while working on Bohemian Rhapsody. Wow. Fun fact, I actually have one less tooth on the bottom top, the bottom of my jaw. So I don't need to get braces on the bottom of my jaw, but I probably should get them on my top, but you can't really see it. Okay, let's do one more. Okay, we'll do another animal one. A group of porcupines is called a prickle. How fitting. The animal is also known as a quill pig in Latin, which is kind of cute. I believe that porcupines have a poison on the tip of their prickle that actually acts as their weapon. So then if you were to touch a porcupine or something like that, the tip of their like prickly stuff has poison. So then that's what's detrimental of them. I guess we'll do one more. This is kind of fun. You can never have too many fun facts. All right. Okay, let's see. Okay. The oldest living animal is reportedly a sichilus. I hope I pronounced that right. A sichilus giant tortoise named Jonathan. Out of all the names, it's named Jonathan. He is 190 years old. So this tortoise has seen a lot of stuff, you know? But yes, that is basically it for today's episode. Oh, should we do one more? Okay, I'm getting an encore. But, you know, fun facts are always a great way to start a conversation, I think. But before we end it, I guess we'll just do one last one. And then we will part ways. Ooh. Okay. Most lipsticks contain fish scales. This is also known as pearl essence. It is what gives the lipstick the shimmering appearance it has. What in the world? Lipstick has fish scales? I guess this is for the people who actually wear lipstick. I'm sorry if this prevents anybody from wearing lipstick. But yes, I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of the day. My name is Jeff, and today's episode is up to this. And I will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.